You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Hodag Dome in Rhinelander has been temporarily closed after the recent severe weather. According to a post from WQOW.com, the school district of Rhinelander announced that there was a power outage due to the weather and a backup generator also failed, which caused the dome to deflate and sustain several tears. The Arizon Company, which manufactured the dome, assessed the damage on Monday, and they aim to restore the dome swiftly. Events planned in the dome this week are being relocated or canceled. Organizers will receive updates directly. Saturday, April 5th, it's Dick Verbsky's Disadvantage Adventures 8th Annual Indoor Fishing Contest. This is located at the Big Bear Lodge, and it's a fishing contest where you can purchase a fishing license for just $5, sit on a warm bar stool, have a couple drinks, and win prizes for just ordering a drink. The fishing contest starts at 11 a.m. with a weigh-in at 3 p.m. Grand prizes for largest bag limits will be drawn after 3 p.m. with first place getting first choice, second place getting second choice, and so on, all the way to fifth place receiving the final item. Grand prizes include a TC Compass 6.5 Creedmoor Hatley 20-gauge shotgun, a 65-inch smart TV, a Barnett crossbow package, and St. Croix rod and reel. There's instant prize winners, meat and miscellaneous raffles, 50-50 raffles, and silent auctions. There's also a chance to win a 50-inch TV just for purchasing a license. You can find them on Facebook for additional rules and details. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 5th, with the contest starting at 11 a.m. and the weigh-in at 3 p.m. over at the Big Bear Lodge. With spring comes the possibility of severe weather, and Wisconsin is getting prepared. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin's annual statewide tornado drills are scheduled for April 10th at 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. during Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. Now, the tests will be rescheduled if there's severe weather in the area. These drills allow citizens to practice their tornado and severe weather sheltering plans. Schools and businesses and homes are encouraged to practice going to their nearest tornado shelter during the drills as if an actual tornado warning were in effect. Ideal tornado shelters include a basement, a ground floor interior room, or safe rooms that are specially constructed to withstand high winds and falling debris. Outdoor warning sirens are not intended to be heard inside of homes or businesses. Authorities recommend that residents obtain a NOAA weather radio or local weather phone apps for severe weather alerts.
The Community Blood Center is calling on the entire community to respond to a dangerously low blood supply. Right now, supplies are critically low due to the recent winter weather, illnesses, and the beginning of spring break. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood, yet only about 3% of eligible Americans donate annually. If you have not donated before, now is the time to make a critical difference. John Higgins, president and CEO of the Community Blood Center, stated, quote, "Each time you give blood, you give the gift of life. There is no substitute for donated blood. It can't be made or manufactured. It can only come from a generous volunteer donor. Help restore the blood supply to support local hospital patients by donating as soon as possible," end quote. The CBC is extremely grateful for donors who play an essential role in helping provide hospitals with life-saving blood products for patients in need. As a token of appreciation, the CBC is also rewarding donors through Lifesaver Rewards. All donors can join by opting in to earn points throughout the donation process. Points are redeemable for gratitude gifts, including gift cards, movie ticket vouchers, and CBC merchandise. To schedule a donation, you can either visit communityblood.org, use the CBC donor app, or call 800-280-4102. The CBC has donor centers in Appleton, Oshkosh, Little Chute, Woodruff, Wausau, and Green Bay. April 23rd from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Northwoods Veterans Post, it's the Tri-County Heroes Fair. This is an opportunity to explore a comprehensive array of resources as three county veteran service offices and the VA unite to offer support for veterans in applying for benefits and services. Once again, this is taking place April 23rd from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at 601 North Johnson Street in Merrill. Wisconsin is currently facing a fishing problem, but it's not the kind that swims. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
It's the DMV, not the DNR, warning about a problem with fishing. The Wisconsin DMV is warning about a phishing scam where crooks impersonate the agency through text messages. The scams claim there's a final reminder for an outstanding toll. Wisconsin doesn't have toll roads. The aim is to trick you into clicking fake links or sharing personal information. If you do get scammed, you're being told to call local police.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers shut out the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 5-0 win over Kansas City. Right-hander Chad Patrick getting his first start with 300 friends and relatives in the stands from his hometown of Hebron, Indiana, as he battled a flu bug.
Yeah, I mean, the day of my starts, I'm really anxious. You know, I gag a lot. I was just trying to get better and get healthy.
Solo home run shots from Christian Yelich and catcher Eric Haas, who drilled one deep into left field.
Change up down. Really wasn't looking for it. I was surprised. We both had a good laugh about it after, and I hit a one-hopper right off him. So, yeah, just trying to get a good pitch and not try to do too much.
NBA, Bucks with a 133-123 win over the Suns, and former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer at the NFL meetings. Mark Murphy on the Packers' proposal to ban the Philadelphia tush-push.
You know, we spoke on behalf of it. So it was tabled. If it's not banned, you're going to see more and more teams do it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of rock stars experience hearing loss, but things look even more bleak for former frontman of The Who, Roger Daltrey. According to the New York Post, Daltrey recently said he is going deaf and blind. Daltrey, who turned 81 last month, downplayed his condition while on stage during a recent concert and chalked it up to the joys of getting old. The lead singer joked to the crowd that at least he still has his voice or he would be full Tommy, referencing the pinball wizard and title character from the band's rock opera who couldn't hear, speak, or see. Fans of the animated show Rick and Morty have had to wait a year and a half, but the show is coming back. Adult Swim released the trailer for the new season of the show, which was created in part by Wisconsinite and former Milwaukee comedy sports player Dan Harmon. The show has already been renewed through season 12. Season 8 drops May 25th on Adult Swim. Beyoncé has always been ambitious, putting out album after album, switching genres, and putting out country music material, and apparently she even dreams about winning an Oscar. The Grammy-winning actress told her Austin Powers co-star Michael Caine that an Academy Award was her goal. Caine shared the info about the then 19-year-old Beyoncé in his new memoir, saying he thought she was incredibly talented. He was right. Since then, she's become one of the most decorated music artists of all time. Caine's new book is called Don't Look Back, You'll Trip Over, My Guide to Life. In Girls, Aaron Rodgers' awkwardly dated news, actress Shailene Woodley is joining the cast of Paradise. The well-received show has announced that Woodley will appear in season 2 as a recurring character in the Fox political thriller. The show was consistently ranked number 1 on Hulu and Disney Plus throughout its first season. Season 2 is currently filming. I've reached out to the former Mr. Shailene Woodley Rodgers for comment, but nothing yet. There's a new Fab Four, and they will be playing the Fab Four. Director Sam Mendes announced the four actors who will play the Beatles in his new project at CinemaCon Monday at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The project is titled The Beatles, and the actors portraying the Beatles are all from the UK and include Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Joseph Quinn will play George Harrison. Screen Daily reports that all four cast members are previous recipients of the UK's prestigious Stars of Tomorrow Awards over the last few years. Mendes, the Skyfall in 1917 director, says principal photography on the four-part biopic will start next year and is hoping a release in theater will get people out of the house and binge-watching content on the big screen. Sounds good, but at the very least, the soundtrack should be great. The Beatles is currently looking at a 2028 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some rain, some sleet, and some snow this morning. Eventually, that will change to all rain as we head into the afternoon, and we may even catch a clap of thunder at some point. It's going to be breezy, too, with a high of 41. Tonight, some rain and snow showers, 29 tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.